Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Saw a Christmas Vacation over the weekend, and there was a scene in it where the tree is put up, and they hear a noise coming from the tree, and Clark Griswold famously goes over and takes a peek inside, to which a squirrel pops its head out and jumps out of their Christmas tree, right?
Sure.
It's a kind of a famous scene and everything. And then I saw on TikTok, this lady almost had the exact same thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Her name is Brett, and she found a possum hiding inside her artificial Christmas tree.
Oh, that's not something you hear every day.
I know. I was thinking, okay, well, maybe that's a natural tree, and maybe the possum somehow hitched a ride when they brought it inside. But no.
That's supposed to be one of the benefits of fake trees is no critters. No critters.
Yeah, the artificial tree. So anyways, yeah, so she posted this video on TikTok.
I'm literally freaking out right now. I have no idea how this possum got in my house and up into my tree.
I mean, and she's like showing it, and the possum is just sticking his head out, like looking, like going,
What's up? Hey,
how are you? Hey, I'm...
I really like my new house, thanks.
Don't mind me, I'm an ornament.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get him out, but it will not let me, and I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, and so this was kind of a saga on TikTok for a little bit, where she winds up getting some gloves and, like, trying to pull the possum out, and she said it kind of stunk, and the possum stunk. And then finally, like, the possum, like, released its grip and then kind of ran around the house for a little bit, and then finally she cornered it and was able to, like, get it out of her house, but... My gosh.
So we're not entirely sure that it rode in on the tree. Like, it probably just snuck into the house, but then decided to climb up the tree while in the house.
Right, because it's an artificial Christmas tree, so she probably just unboxed it.
Exactly. Like, it didn't get boxed in somewhere in the factory and then end up in her house.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I couldn't imagine you would have ever found something in your tree, right?
No, we have not.
I once found a bird's nest, but it didn't have any birds or eggs in it at the time. But yeah, it was a fully intact bird's nest inside our Christmas tree. Now we get, you know, live Christmas trees every year. So I guess that's more of a possibility, but yeah, the bird nest is probably the wildest thing I've ever found. Other than my cat, which, you know, the cat likes to climb up into the tree.
Right.
Thankfully.
It's like, oh, nature inside. This is fun.
Right. Exactly. Thankfully, they have, it's been several years since they've decided that would be a fun thing to do. So
now we have a bird making the nest in our, you know, around the door, front door garland. Yeah, that's fun.
Oh,
and
the garland
keeps falling because the nest gets a little heavy. So he had to like reinforce it with like nails because we were just using kind of like the little stick on hooks.
Right.
Which worked fine when you didn't have, you know, a family of birds living on it.
Yeah. Well, the birds are like, hey, you guys are encroaching on our place.
Right. Well, but they never lived there before until we put the garland up. And then they're like, oh.
They're like, oh, festive.
This looks really nice. This is really sweet. It's got lights and everything.
Very cool. Well, hey, we'll tweet out the story about the whole possum in the tree. But, yeah, if you've got a fun story about finding something in your Christmas tree, feel free to text it to us, 502-795-1997. All right, let's get to feel-good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So our friend Brittany Renbarger owns Pink Tag Boutique there in Oxmoor Center.
Mm-hmm.
Was unfortunately the victim of shoplifters. They caught three ladies between 17 and 20 years old on camera, posted the footage on social media. And that's where this kind of turns into a feel good. They caught the shoplifters, but this isn't the way that it typically ends.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shoplifters was wearing a Youth Build Louisville shirt, which is a local organization that helps young people earn their high school diplomas and other certifications to prepare them for college or the workforce. And Lynn Rippey, who is the president and CEO of Youth Build, gave that person a choice.
There was a discussion. You can't have a foot in both worlds. Either you're going to do the right thing or you're going to choose otherwise. And in this case, you know, we said you can't have a foot here and a foot here, and that's what you have right now. Let's make that decision, and today's the day.
Rippy tells me the individual is remorseful and facing consequences through the organization. Pink Tag's theft policy is to prosecute those who steal if they can be identified. But since Rippy gave all the stolen items back, Bryn Barger says they are no longer pressing charges.
I think it shows how strong Louisville is, that two people can come together, Youth Build and our small business, and we helped each other. They helped me get my inventory back, and I hope I'm helping those individuals get a second chance.
Cool.
I think that's awesome. Yeah, Wave 3 did the story. You can see it on our website at WDJX.com.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this trophy, this majestic You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. So, losers go first. It is in my possession. Kelly, that would be you.
Okay, then. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
How can a room full of married people be empty?
How?
Wasn't a single person then there?
Oh. Kelly, my wife asked me to take out the Christmas decorations this weekend.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I legit just put them away last month, so she needs to make up her mind.
Gotcha. One of those houses. Uh-huh. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What do you call a bear that's stuck out in the rain?
What do you call a bear that's stuck out in the rain?
A drizzly bear.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
How do you get 100 math teachers into a room that only fits 99?
How do you get 100 math teachers in a room that only fits 99?
You carry the one!
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, I asked a German girl for her number.
Yeah?
Still waiting for the rest of the digits.
Okay.
So far, all I have is 9.
Oh.
9 means no.
Oh, okay.
In German.
I was going to say, I don't speak German, so...
Sorry, I had to translate that for you.
Got it. Kelly, I ran out of toilet paper.
That's tragic.
Yeah, so I've been using old newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The times are rough.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh?
Woke up to the ghost of Gloria Gaynor at the foot of my bed.
Oh.
First I was afraid. Then I was petrified.
Yes. Then what?
That's it.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
How many Kellys does it take to make a chocolate cake?
This feels very tailored to me. How many Kellys does it take to make a chocolate cake?
10. One Kelly is making the dough while the rest are shelling the M&Ms.
Really cute. That sounds like a lot of work, though. But it's going to be delicious.
I'm sure it will.
Hey, Ben, what do you call a one-legged hippo?
What?
A hoppo.
Oh. You know, Kelly, last night my wife asked me if I could clear the pit. Let me start that over again. Okay. Hey, Kelly!
Yeah?
You know, last night my wife asked me if I could clear the kitchen table.
Okay.
I needed a running start, but I almost made it.
Did she get it on video?
No.
Would love to see that. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh?
Have you swam with dolphins?
No.
It's expensive.
Oh.
Not as expensive as swimming with sharks.
Okay.
That'll cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh. You know, Kelly, when my friend turned 18, he went down to the courthouse to change his name. The clerk asked him why. He was like, well, if you were named Oscar Van Wooten Gooten Booten Scooten, then wouldn't you want something different? Clerk was like, well, I guess you got a point. And you know what my friend said?
What?
Yeah, I don't like Oscar either.
What did he pick? Just curious.
Dave.
Dave!
Wooten, booten, gooten, scootin'.
Wooten, booten, gooten, scootin'. That's fun. Man, if you played sports, though, it'd be difficult to get on the back of the jersey. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Mariah Carey opened up her Christmas present.
Uh-huh.
Inside, she finds a deed to an undeveloped plot of land
that's
zoned residential.
Oh.
She's disappointed, though. Set the deed down and said, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That is just dumb. That is just dumb. That is dumb. See, you should have done it that way.
I should have.
You should have done it that way. I was almost waiting for that. And in my head, I'm sitting there going,
my delivery let you down, and then you gave me a pity laugh. I'm glad you took me out there because I had one that I thought maybe might get me fired. So I'm waiting on that.
Anyways, Olivia Rodrigo, 99.7 EJX, musical guest on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, a couple years after she made her debut back in 2021. Adam Driver was the host. She did a stripped-down version of that song, Vampire, accompanied by a grand piano.
I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night.
Sounded pretty good.
I used to think I was smart.
Got a little pitchy, but, you know, that's what happens when you do things live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dream
crusher. Yeah. Okay. So, you know. Hey, you know, it's all good. You know, okay. She tried her hardest. She tried her hardest.
She did.
Yeah, and she actually showed up in a sketch as well. Georgina in the sketch there with Adam Driver. During Saturday Night Live on 99.7 EJX. She actually was on Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, recently as well, and admitted she accidentally followed an ex while she was stalking him on social media. And her phone died when someone actually said, hey, because she doesn't follow anyone on Instagram. Zero.
Oh, boy.
So when one person popped up, people are like, oh! And then they took notice. And then people were like, hey, they gave her a heads up.
But all the rumors start.
Yeah, but then her phone died, and so she couldn't
I can't change it. No, unfollow.
I know. How cringe. So anyways, up there, WDJX.com if you want to take a look at that. All right. Hey, coming up next, you know, garlic shrimp doesn't sound bad.
No, it can be really tasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Like sautéed and... you know, a little bit of garlic, like fresh garlic and, you know, some butter sauce and stuff like that. Mmm, delish. I put this in the setting the bar category because of how it was prepared and where. Okay?
Oh, okay.
This is called a setting the bar story. Kelly, that would be...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Now, this is not in the crime lane like we normally see these stories go. All
okay.
Right? But it is in maybe the how not to cook lane.
Oh,
so if you can manage to make it through the day without making garlic shrimp in the bathroom of an airplane, then you're doing okay.
How in the world are you doing that?
We'll get there. So there's a guy on TikTok. It's his thing to cook elaborate things in hotel bathrooms. So he decided, you know what, instead of hotel, let's take it a mile up in the air and do it in an airplane bathroom. And so decided he was going to make garlic shrimp inside the lavatory of an airplane.
But don't you have to have heat?
Yep, you do. He said he was actually lucky to get past security because the components to build the heating element might look like a bomb.
Okay.
So this is how he did it. He took 6-volt batteries, wired it to kind of a beverage heater. And so the batteries created the heat in the heater, right? And so he filled up the little sink there in the lavatory with water, got it hot enough to cook the raw shrimp.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Then,
come on now.
Then added instant mash to the shrimp in the sink for the flavor, topped it with garlic butter, and then tossed it in one of those complimentary barf bags, and then walked back to his seat to enjoy the meal.
Did he actually eat it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! No!
I mean, now he was cooking it for himself and he wasn't serving it to other people, but that is a violation 100%, and that will take your A rating that's on the side of your restaurant down to probably a C or worse.
C is generous.
If you are preparing food where a bathroom is.
Yeah, no!
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that. Did he get, like, kicked off the,
no,
the
flyer didn't.
Banned from the airline?
No, not
when they found out?
As of now, no. No.
Wow.
But could you imagine being the person that uses the restroom after him?
Mm-mm.
Walking in there going, what just happened in here?
Yeah, no. I would have questions.
I mean, you could barely turn around in those things, much less cook garlic shrimp.
Oh, so with batteries?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. So.
No.
Again, I only use this in the setting the bar lane because it's cooking in a bathroom, which
no,
just kind of gross.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be the taste tester for any of that.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting bar story on 99.7 DJX. This is going. Fun to play. We're going to do a game called Think Fast. The object is to name the first thing that comes to your mind. Kind of fun to play along, but what I'm going to do is put Kelly to the test here this morning.
Great.
First thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
All right, think fast. We'll start with something easy. Fill in the blank. All right? Blank okay. Christmas.
White.
Stocking blank.
Stuffer.
Holiday blank.
Parties.
Santa's blank.
Sack. Right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Name a holiday no one really celebrates.
Sweetest day.
Sweetest day?
Sweetest day.
That's a holiday?
Yes. It's in October, I think.
Oh.
Everybody ignores it.
All right. This is Think Fast. You're snooping through someone's bathroom. What item would you find that would make you giggle?
A hemorrhoid cream.
But that's right? Very useful, though.
Okay. Yes, but personal. It's very personal.
It is personal. Just a dabble, do you?
Uh-huh.
This is Think Fast with Kelly. You're trying to read. What is the most distracting sound that would keep you from concentrating?
Oh, like somebody like clicking a pen incessantly?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I was thinking,
Oh, okay, no.
It's this. Something like that.
Yeah,
all right, like that. Think Fast. What's something that you should do when you get home, but you probably won't?
Nap. I'd like to nap.
Someone asks you out and you don't want to go. Give me an excuse as to why.
I have to wash my turtle. I don't have a pet turtle. Maybe they won't know that.
Shh, they don't need to know.
Okay.
Again, this is an excuse.
I don't know why that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Look, we're just trying to get your brain working this morning, Kelly.
Okay.
All right.
Do I secretly want a turtle? Is that what that means?
Maybe. Okay. If we got real Freudian? Sigmund Freud into this.
Okay. All right.
Probably want a turtle, or you want someone to wash you.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
I'm capable of doing that.
So. Of course, we're all capable, but.
Right. Okay.
All right. Wrong answers only. The ideal length for a male body part.
Oh, my God. 15 feet. I don't care what that is on you, but that's going to be inconvenient, isn't it? Whatever it is.
15 feet.
Right?
Yeah, that
it's
one.
It's going to be inconvenient. Hard to dress. All of it.
Yep. Regardless of what body part it is.
Right. Exactly.
We'll end there.
It's bad.
Think fast.
Okay.
Do you feel like you've been warmed up?
I feel like, did I pass?
I don't know.
Do you think I slayed the game? I feel like I did.
Sure. Taylor Swift, 99.7 JX. New record. First Eras tour. The first tour in music history to gross over $1 billion in ticket sales. And she's not finished yet. So
she's got all next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So this tour is going to be the biggest ever. And, you know, good luck to any artist that comes close to it, because obviously if you do, you are doing very, very well. Last night, she was in attendance for the Buffalo Bills Kansas City Chiefs football game. Tony Romo made this quip.
By most people, as you see, Kelsey's wife, Taylor Swift, in the audience. Or I'm sorry, girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Not yet.
What a throw and great feel by Kelsey.
Uh-oh. Little white slip.
Yeah, this is a mistake you don't make when the Swifty crew is like, what? Wait, hang on. Does
Wait
he know
second.
Something we don't? Yeah, exactly.
Wait a second. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
He ships them, though.
So, all right. So there you go. A little Taylor news there for you on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good story.
You know, even elves can have run-ins with the law.
Oh.
So Officer Lewis had to step in and help Beth and her Indiana family. I'm not sure what part of Indiana, but off-duty. He alerted Jax, Cash, Kane, and Jet about the trouble their elf got into during a wild night out.
So last night, we had some fairies and Santa's helpers drink a little too much eggnog. And they were causing some issues. So we're trying to get them all home without taking them to jail.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this guy says he knows you.
Yeah. That's Dumbledore.
That's who?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Okay. Well, give me a second. I got a container I can put him in. Hopefully he can be good for you guys because he was not good for us.
Yeah, no, Dumbledore the elf was strapped in the backseat of the police car. So wow. He had to put on special gloves, you know, be careful to then put him in a container so they could bring him back into the house. Hopefully he's going to behave himself from now on. But I guess maybe on the way back to the North Pole or something, he stopped to have a few glasses of eggnog with other fairies and elves and had a little too much.
Whoop.
You know?
All right.
So there you go. Dumbledore's got to watch himself. You can see the story. It's really cute. The video is at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, Emma had written us and was like, hey, I was dying to tell you this story because you are my people, and I know you'd appreciate this. She's on the phone now. Hey, good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Hey there. So walk us through what you wrote us.
Okay, well, here's what happened. I was having the couches professionally cleaned because, you know, we're having people over for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And so I was in our back bedroom, in our master bedroom, straightening up and putting stuff away. And as it happened, I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. And there's my big, fluffy golden retriever. She sleeps in our room.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this ginormous, cozy, snuggly dog bed. And so I just laid down next to her in her dog bed with her to give her some snuggles. And then, you know, well, I guess I just dozed off, you know, in that big, cozy, comfy dog bed with my fur baby.
Yeah, no, I've got one of those. I get it.
So I only woke up when the guy cleaning the couches, he came around, he's looking around for me I could pay him for the work.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I bet he felt bad waking you up because you probably looked real cozy.
Yeah. And I just went out. Like, I fell into a deep sleep. And so, you know, I was so embarrassed that this guy saw me like that. Like, you know, what the hell does he think?
Oh,
and
that's
so
great.
I guess I'm just telling all of you this so that, you know, other people can recall you and text you or comment or whatever. There were stories to make me, I don't know, feel better about myself for being a dork. And I don't know, can I still have that company back?
Oh, that's really cute. I mean, I know that you probably were a conversation if the guy went back to headquarters to the company. Hey, guess what? I'd wait this.
So I woke a lady up in her dog bed.
Dog bed. I love that. You probably made his day.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a cute story, Emma. And look, I get it. That those dog beds can be very comfy, and if you get down and you snuggle. Now, it wasn't a crate, was it? It was just a dog bed?
No.
Yeah, you weren't in the cage. I think that's fine. If you were in the cage, that might be a little weirder.
Hey, could you let me out, too?
Got locked in here.
If nothing else, it just, you know, you just need to take some moments for yourself just to get some naps, you know, in your own bed, just so you're not passing out, falling asleep there in the dog bed.
Well, listen, when you got a big fluffy, I get it. I mean, you got a comfy dog bed and a comfy dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Appreciate you sharing with us your awkward situation there.
And yes, you're right. We fully appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a happy holiday.
You too.
We didn't answer a question. Can she have that company back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Carpets or couches or whatever it was she was having cleaned. Yeah, whatever.
Just rest up before they come.
Lindy said, I saw my husband in line at the pharmacy at Fort Knox, walked up behind him, grabbing his tush, saying, wow, hey, sexy. Ooh. When he turned around, it was not my husband. See, there's an example of someone embarrassing themselves in front of a total stranger.
Oh, wow.
I've done that, too, where not grabbing a butt, but, like, grabbing for a hand. you know, like kind of grabbing for a hand, and then it turns out it's not my wife, it's a stranger, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Probably don't need to hold hands with you.
Just kidding. Yeah, so anyways, I'd love to hear your stories, 502-795-1997, how you embarrassed yourself in front of a total stranger. I mean, look, I've fallen asleep just about everywhere, and I've embarrassed my family in falling asleep in places where I shouldn't have. But, you know.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens, right? Let's hear your stories, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll hear those coming up next. How did you embarrass yourself in front of a total stranger? Listener Emma, she admitted she fell asleep in her dog's bed, only to be woken up by the guy who was cleaning her couches. She was embarrassed, but shares it with us because she thought, you know what? Misery loves company. LOL.
We're her people. She knew we'd understand.
Yeah, for sure. I got a message from Monica, said I tripped up the sidewalk and fell on my face in the front yard, all caught on Ring.
Oh, no.
It was hilarious to watch, but also painful.
Oh, yeah. Ouchie.
Yeah, for sure. Nicole said, back when I was a cashier at Tilly's, I was ringing up this guy's pants. Then all of a sudden, the sweat from my forehead went into my eyes, and I started to cry in front of them.
Oh, no.
People in line and my coworkers, I told them I wasn't crying, but something was in my eyes, but it looked like I was bawling my eyes out for no reason. He walked away side-eyeing me the entire way.
Such drama.
Yeah, right? Jessica said, when I was a freshman in high school, I slid in the mud carrying all my books while running for the TARC.
Oh, yeah.
I was in uniform, in my skirt, feet went up, flashed the entire bus. Driver called out, it's okay, hon, come on. But I was laughing so hard, I peed myself.
Oh, gosh!
Wow.
Oh, no.
She continues, girls from my school, as well as the boys from the local school, were in stitches. Called mom to come get me from school. She showed up with plastic garbage bags covering my seat.
Oh, my gosh. Bless her
heart. Oh, my gosh. That just goes from bad to worse.
It does.
Oh,
it reminds
shoot.
Me, I was like rushing to class at Purdue, and it was really icy out, and I absolutely slipped on the ice and bit it in front of several people when I'm walking to class. That is the worst. It's so embarrassing because there's no way to like recover from that.
Right, right. I mean, I was recently on a jog and I was trying to cross a pretty busy street quickly, and because there was a red light and I had, you know, the right of way, whatever, but I wanted to cross before it changed. So I was quickly trying to hustle across, and I catch my foot on the curb as getting ready to go across the street. And I feel, you know, it's like one of those things that it takes in your brain 15 years to complete.
Right.
But it happens at an instant where you just feel yourself start to fall, and you're like, I can't recover. I can't stop.
Oh, catch myself.
So I fall. I do a roll. I pop back up. I wave to the cars that are stopped because literally right there in front of the intersection.
Gotta acknowledge it. They probably saw it.
Yep. Hi. Thanks. Thanks.
I'm good.
And I just continued on. But yeah.
Well, it's nice that you rolled right back up.
Well, that's what. Yeah.
It's like a trick. At least you didn't like completely face plant. And
it was
then,
like, ta-da.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good way to recover. I bet they enjoyed that. They got a chuckle.
Haley, what happened to you?
So we lived on base in California. We had housing come over to our house, and we had some adult toys in our bathroom that we just forgot about.
Oh, no.
Oh, I mean, they were getting ready to be cleaned. Everything is sanitary. It's fine.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they came down the stairs looking at me and started laughing and walked out. And I was like, what are you laughing at? So I walked upstairs, and I was like, oh, God.
Well, that's like, you got to think TSA agents feel the same way, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's good. Haley, thank you for the story.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, you too. No, I remember seeing all these like reels and TikToks of like friends pranking their friends when they're going through security checkpoints at airports.
And they
slip like items like that.
Sassy things.
Yeah.
In the luggage.
In the luggage.
Yeah.
And the people opening the thing just open it, shut it right away.
Yep. Nope.
Open it, shut it. They're like,
don't react. They probably are instructed, don't react no matter what you see.
Unless it's
problematic and you got to pull them aside and address it.
Oh, that is so funny.
Oh, boy. That's good stuff.
Jessica said, funniest thing in front of a stranger, I was at Walmart with my kids and my stomach was not feeling right.
Oh.
Let out the nastiest gas just as a family of four turned down the aisle.
No!
When you're crop dusting and you get caught.
Oh, you know, it's deadly.
Oh, that is so bad. Especially.
Oh, it's bad.
It's so bad, especially like if you're in an elevator and you're alone in an elevator.
Gosh.
And then you're like, all right, I'm just going to get off this floor. And you get off and someone gets right back on and just gets enveloped in your own.
But you know, elevator is never going to be safe. It doesn't matter if you're in there by yourself or not. That door can open at any given moment and somebody can walk in. And then you're outed. Like, they know it's you. They know it's you. There's no excuse.
Celeste said she was at a San Diego Zoo a long time ago trying to see some penguins. She was the short adult behind all the kids, walking from bench to bench behind all the kids, and missed that there was a space between the benches. Foot went through. She went down right into a stroller.
Oh, gosh.
She said, thank goodness the stroller was empty, but the whole world stood still as I fell screaming because I couldn't stop myself and knew I was going to smash a kid.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, some good stories there. The thread is open on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to contribute. I mean, we've all done it. We've all embarrassed ourselves in front of strangers, but.
Exactly. We all got you.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yep, we got you. Playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Morgan, calling us from Brandenburg. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
Morgan's got brown hair, drives a Silverado, she thinks.
Oh, not real sure what the make and model of our car is?
It's a truck. That's all I know.
Oh, gosh.
Is a stay-at-home mom and has been married for 2 months.
Oh, wow. You are legit in the honeymoon stage.
Oh, yeah. It's super exciting. We've been together for 8 years, though. So.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
So how did he finally propose?
Well, a funny story. I was pregnant with our third child.
Okay.
And he planned out this whole romantic thing for us to stand under the stars, but it started pouring rain on us, so we ran inside. And he set up for us to look on the back porch to stare at the rain, but I'm pregnant, so I went and got my night clothes. And I'm in, like, the ugliest pajamas. And he's like, son of a biscuit.
Son of a biscuit. Let's just do this thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He had this whole thing planned, and I just freaked out and was like, come on, yes.
Oh, there you go.
Got it.
Look at that.
I bet with the three kids that he probably was pretty confident you were going to say yes.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. I like
Make
that.
Make me an honest woman! Make me an honest woman! I love it. All right, Morgan, it's Minute to Win It, and Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, so you're going to get 10 questions. You just try to get through of them as soon as you can, as fast as you can. If you don't know the answer to one of them, you can hit pass, and we'll try to come back to it if we have time. Rapid-fire questions. You got this.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, your time will start after I finish asking you the first question. Here we go. Question one. All Mariah Carey wants for Christmas is what?
The game begins in three.
One.
The reality show The Simple Life starred Paris Hilton and whom?
Nicole and Dylan Sprouse.
What do Taylor Swift's fans call themselves?
Swifties.
Which rapper is Beyonce married to?
Jay-Z.
The Voice is hosted by whom?
Pass.
What letter of the alphabet follows rapper Cardi's name?
Cardi B.
Yes, Lord Farquaad is a fictional ruler in what famous movie series?
Shrek.
New Year's Eve is the day before what?
New Year's Day.
Yes.
Yes.
Sports commentator Tony Romo played what sport professionally for 14 years?
Pass.
Which pop star sings Bad Habits?
Don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh, the hot seat is so.
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh my God.
It's hard.
The first one I freaked out, and all I could think is that she needs her two front teeth. And I know that wasn't right.
That's not it. No, that is the famous song does not go like that, that everybody loves.
All Mariah Carey wants for Christmas is.
You.
Yeah, you knew that. You did.
Yeah, then the reality show The Simple Life starred Paris Hilton and
Nicole Richie. You
right?
did say Nicole.
Yeah, you did.
But I was thinking The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Right. No, we get it.
We understood.
Different, though.
The long-running host of The Voice would be...
Oh, Carson Daly. Remember him?
Oh, that guy.
Mr. TRL, remember back in the day?
Sports commentator Tony Romo played what sport professionally for 14 years?
That's football.
Oh, man. My husband would be so upset right now.
And then which pop star sung Bad Habits?
That's Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
You know, Morgan, you didn't do really well.
That's okay, though. That's all right. We have low expectations on this show.
It's the giving season, really.
It is the giving season.
We are giving you an opportunity to win these tickets here. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome.
You were fun. Listen, it is when it's, you know, you're under pressure and you got all these questions coming at you and you're like, I have to think fast and it hurts my brain. I get it.
I felt the pressure.
That's what it is. All right. Well, Morgan, congrats on your wedding and may you have years and years and decades of wedded bliss.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hang on the line a quick sec. We're going to get more info from you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Although I would like to hear a version of Mariah Carey's
All I Want for Christmas
is My Two Front Teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Yeah, I mean, she'd really jazz it up.
She would. All right, there you go. Minute to Win It. They're on 99.7 DJX. Happened to receive a text today from your significant other that says, can we talk?
Oh, that's usually not good.
Yeah, especially on this day. It's 99.7 DJX, December 11th, dubbed Breakup Day.
Are you serious?
Someone had analyzed a bunch of Facebook status updates and found a ton of people break up exactly 2 weeks before Christmas.
Why is that?
It also is, there seem to be more breakups on Mondays in general. So December 11th, today, Monday, double whammy, right?
Oh, dang it. Oh, that stings more, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we just had a group therapy not too long ago where it was like, hey, am I single in 2024 or do I have to
ride through the holidays? Because, well, her boyfriend had lost his job and he was like kind of clinging to her as like the only good thing in his life still.
Well, if she's listening to this now, when now may be a great day to just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off.
OMG. And it's savage.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess I've never experienced a breakup around the holiday. I did start dating my wife in late September. So, I mean, we were still just a couple months into our relationship when the holidays all rolled around. So,
and that can be awkward too, because it's like, okay, what do you get them?
Yeah. What do you get them?
What's going to be too presumptuous at this point in the relationship? It's very new.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the least likely day to get dumped is actual Christmas Day.
Well, yeah.
Because people just think that's cruel, which, you know, sure.
It is. Now, I know a lot of people that do end up losing their jobs, like, right around the holidays. And that has got to be the absolute worst, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's
like,
a lot
why
of...
why companies do that is just,
you know, the fourth quarter and then projecting into Q1 and then trying to get their overhead to meet books and budgets by the end of the year,
that's
horrible. And a lot of times... to do that, unleashing, the most expensive commodity that most businesses have is their employee.
Yeah.
So that is always tough. But yeah, today, December 11th, dubbed Breakup Day.
Oh, you know what? We feel for you. Is it also like National Ice Cream Day or something? It should be something that goes along with that. hey, you're going to get dumped today. But it's National Ice Cream Day. So go eat some ice cream. Sit in the middle of the crying rug. Eat some cookie dough, something like that.
Yeah, it's National Sit on the Crying Rug and Drink Arbor Mist Day.
Yes, yeah, it should be that.
Yeah.
The hustle and bustle of the holidays. Shopping can be confusing.
Yeah.
Guys, having a hard time finding the perfect gifts for your girlfriend? Well, here's a money-saving idea.
Yep.
Break up with her.
There you go.
Maybe it's not a gift you can't find. Maybe it's because you don't find interest in her any longer.
Ooh.
So the perfect time to break up is now.
Oh,
before you and she spend hundreds on expensive presents.
Yeah.
After the ball drops on New Year's, you try to break it off and she'll ask,
well, how long have you been feeling like this?
Oh,
and
no.
You'll say, around Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She'll say,
well, you could have let me know then.
Yep.
No.
So save money. Break up today. Your single buddies ready to go clubbing for the holidays will be glad you did.
Oh, they don't like her anyway. Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Oh, that's
well, I guess if you make it through today, know that, hey,
should
you're
be smooth
sailing for the should rest be. Of the year.
Should be.
All right, DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. She asked to remain anonymous.
So we're calling her, quote, Jane.
Jane.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Just thought I'd share this with you. My company just had a holiday gift exchange at work. It was a white elephant gift exchange. But someone must have thought it was a Dirty Santa gift exchange. Because my female boss opened up a gift that was a slinky, sultry piece of lingerie that you'd get from an adult novelty store.
Oh, wow.
She said, oh, my.
Oh, my.
And then said that someone got the instructions wrong. Wow. LOL. We all awkwardly laughed and continued on. Anyway, thought you guys would think that was amusing. Thanks. Love your show.
That's...
The boss gets that.
Hey, do we need to define what a white elephant and a Dirty Santa gift exchange means?
Well, I thought they were kind of one and the same. The Dirty Santa component meant that you could steal, right? Or is that also part of white elephant?
So I thought Dirty Santa was like gag gifts sort of things. And I thought white elephant was more like, hey, let's keep it under $20. It's just something nice.
Can you steal the gifts is what I want. Because a lot of times, if you are, you know, picking later in the group,
yeah, you get
a chance to, yes, you could see what everyone's gotten so far. And if you see something you like, you could take that instead of picking from the unwrapped gifts, right?
I think it's whoever decides to do the gift exchange kind of makes the rules. But I've always understood.
We always called it Dirty Santa because they were stealing involved.
But I've always understood it as a, if you stole a gift, it could only be stolen like once or twice.
I think three times was our rule.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It got, like, dicey. Especially if there was something really good everybody wanted.
Yeah.
Maybe the Dirty Santa has a connotation that...
that they're gag gifts or whatever?
Sassy gag gifts, maybe.
Yeah. Alice rolls in and says, yeah, we steal in white elephant. Yeah, so I guess...
Okay.
But I thought, like, maybe a white elephant gift exchange. Am I incorrect in saying that? That
it's just more of, like, the price point?
Yeah, it's just more of a price point. Like, hey... all the gifts have to be under $20, and some people actually offer up decent gifts and things like that, or $20 worth of scratch-off tickets or stuff like that. So,
yes.
Got a message from a listener. My husband got, we'll say, protection.
Uh-huh.
Prophylactics in his stocking from his mom the first
year. From
his mom? Yeah, we were together. She said, I'm too young to be a grandma. Well, she became one 6 years later.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, that is.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Grandma? No, she's like, statement. No, I don't want to be a grandma.
Nope, I don't want to be a grandma.
Wrap it up.
Yep.
Got a message from a listener. My ex-boyfriend's mom got monogrammed blankets for everyone 1 year. She didn't just get my initials a little wrong. She used my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's initials.
Oh, do you think that was accidentally on purpose?
Oh, shoot.
I think I liked her better. Wow.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Rude. Another one. I have an aunt who usually sends my family random knickknacks every holiday.
Uh-huh.
1 year, I opened my present to discover an object whose purpose I was entirely unsure of. It looked like a giant chess pawn.
Oh.
My mom and my brother were equally clueless as to what it was. It was awkward when it came time to call my aunt to thank her for the gift, since the script was usually thank you for the blank.
Yeah, right.
Say what it was.
Right.
Turned out to be a hat holder.
Oh.
My aunt assumed that since I was wearing a hat in the most recent holiday photo, I must love hats.
And here's a holder for that hat.
For all your hats you probably
I was
have.
Thinking something completely different, by
I
the way, too. That listener
I
was describing it. Oh, wow. All right. So awkward gifts that you received. If you've got a great story, we'd love to hear it. 502-795-1997. Got a DM from, we'll call her Jane, who passed along this awkward gift exchange at work where her female boss got a sultry piece of lingerie that you would get from an adult novelty store. Most awkward Christmas or holiday gift you've received. Got one from Janine, who said a few years ago, my aunt gave me a rock.
A rock?
She gave presents to me and my two older cousins and said, it's time for the big girls to open their gifts. She made my cousins go first. They got scarves or something. And I opened my present and pulled a rock out of the package and looked up waiting for her to laugh. And she said, isn't it wonderful? So I had to be like, yeah, I love it. So then she told me that she had dug it out of her garden the previous summer and she knew that I would think it was so cool.
Oh, wow. And then you have to say, yes, it is. You have to say, that is amazing.
Cool rock. Thank you.
Thanks for thinking of me with this rock.
Got another message. My stepbrother and I each got a copy of the strategy guide for Mortal Kombat 3, the video game, one Christmas, despite A, not having the game, and B, not even being allowed to rent it because it was too violent.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is some miscommunication there with the parents.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
I got another. 1 year when I was a kid, my parents bought me a computer mouse. What makes it bad is that I didn't even have a computer, and I'd been asking for one for years.
Oh, that's especially mean, too. I mean, it's like rubbing salt in the wound.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Here you go. For when maybe one day you might get one. Sorry, you don't have one now.
Yeah, Sammy said a fairly distant relative once gave me 3 promotional freebie, like coupons, vouchers for a clothes shop I didn't really even go to. Each gave $5 off a purchase of $50 or more. 15-year-old me didn't really even have enough money to be spending $50 on clothes in one go, and the vouchers had already expired on the 23rd.
No. Oh, dang.
Oh, hey, so let this be a lesson. If you're going to give some sort of, like, coupon as a present, at least make sure they can still use it.
It's still valid.
Got one more. Awkward holiday Christmas present ever received from Annie. This was actually really funny. It was from my grandmother. She says, I unwrapped it, and it was a little tin box. I opened up the box, and there was a fake gift card in it, like an indication of this is where you put the gift card.
Oh, no.
And I just looked at her like, what is this, or what's going on? And she was like, it's a gift card holder. You can put all your gift cards in there.
That you get from other people.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get you one.
Right. And Annie said, I just started laughing, saying, no, you're actually supposed to put a gift card in the gift card tin.
Oh, see, it works better when you actually have a gift card in it.
Yeah, she said it was really cute, though. Bless her heart. It was a bless her heart moment.
That's a bless her heart moment for sure.
It was a fun little tin. And that's where you put all your gift cards.
Look at the shape. It just perfectly fits a gift card in there.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Wouldn't it be great if you get some?
Good stuff. Time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the serial numbers off of hundreds of gift cards, you're doing okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this guy was caught in Operation Bad Elf. But, like, this makes my head spin how convoluted this whole thing is, right? So this guy's accused of just taking gift cards. He would copy down the serial numbers and then return them to the shelf, right?
Okay.
So he had some sort of program. So when the gift card got activated, then the copied serial information then used to just basically drain the card of whatever money you put on there.
Go into his account or he could use it somehow?
Yeah. And then the receiver would discover that there's no money on the card. But by then it's too late. And so they figured out somehow how he was doing it. And apparently, this is the part that's kind of funny. When they arrested him, it was like striking a piñata in that hundreds of gift cards spilled out of his jacket.
Oh, wow.
Right? Right? So I guess, you know, that... Police are just kind of saying, hey, just make sure the serial numbers on your gift cards that you're getting people are not scratched or tampered with, just so, you know, you can kind of make sure that you are not taken advantage of like that. But that was out of Sacramento, California, so.
Well, you know what? I actually, Marlise, who we work with, sent me an Instagram reel of an officer at a store kind of warning you about this gift card scam. And a lot of people, I guess, they'll take the gift cards
and they somehow, I guess, steam the little envelope open, take the card out and cut like the serial number off or whatever, and then put it back in the envelope. Yes. And so they're like, okay, so if you're going to pick up a gift card, just feel it and make sure that it's like almost the entire width of the envelope. Make sure it's like, it feels like a full card.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been like, you know, part of it cut off. And that's another way that they're scamming people.
The amount of effort it takes sometimes to pull off these scams.
Yes.
It's like, put that energy into something useful, right?
Something legal.
And earn that money legitimately.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Goodness.
Anyways, there's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, Taylor Swift, her ongoing Eras tour. It's not even over yet.
Nope,
first tour in history.
Past a billion.
Yeah, $1 billion.
Yep.
$1.04 billion. So, well done, Taylor. It's 99.7 DJX. If you are excited about winning stuff here, 12 days of giveaways continue on this week. Now, we've been hooking you up with tickets for the Harlem Globetrotters. But we are also, and I have a sneak at what we've got tomorrow, be looking for more. So Harlem Globetrotters plus some other great things. Could be a Garmin watch, could be Marshall Bluetooth speakers, could be money. So yeah, a lot of stuff still to come all this week with the 12 days of giveaways here on 99.7 DJX. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay, that's great.
All right,
fun.
Fantastic. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. We were talking about earlier getting embarrassed in front of strangers. Mm-hmm. And some of the texts that we have received after our conversation ended was pretty fantastic. Like from Kimberly, who messaged us and said, I was working on a concession stand for my daughter's school at a sporting event. I was starving, and there was one pretzel left. And a young boy and his father walked up to the stand, and I said, can I have you?
Oh, gosh.
And his son started busting out laughing. My face, ears were on fire from embarrassment.
Oh, no.
Then I said, I was thinking about the pretzel.
Oh, I'm really hungry. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to put that. Sounded inappropriate. I apologize.
Oh, shoot. Kristen said, when I was getting my license at 16, the lady at the license branch asked if I had ever held a license of any kind before. I looked at my mom, who was sitting next to me, held my hand in the air as if I was holding something with a very confused look on my face. My mom said, no, Kristen, you've never had a license before. I told the license branch lady, oh, I thought you meant, have I ever held a license like in my hand before? And everyone started laughing. I was, yeah, that's funny. Elena said, I was in court watching a couple of kids in the jury room, and they were being very loud and obnoxious. And when I walked back into the courtroom, they asked how that all went. And I said, fine, because they had heard the entire thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Oh, especially if she was telling them loudly.
Yeah,
to calm
right?
Calm down.
Right? Exactly. So anyways, all fun. And you can see some of the comments there on the thread as well at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.
It's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah, a little bit therapeutic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Laugh at it now.
Yeah, and Elizabeth was like, hey, I was driving or delivering groceries at this really nice house when a super hot dad answered the door.
Oh, boy.
And I asked if he needed help getting it in.
Oh, that sounds a little suggestive.
To which he said, nope, I got it. Thanks.
Okay, bye. I got to go.
All
I
right,
gotta get by.
Yep, gotta go.
I got to go. I drive away fast.
All right. Anything you may have missed from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. What else, Kelly?
Lots of stuff to check out on the website. So you can always stay up to date on all the latest trending stories. Jada Pinkett Smith says the Oscar slap saved her marriage.
Which I was just looking and I was like, that happened in 2022?
Yeah, sure did. And so, yeah, real bad things happened for Will because of that. But I guess the silver lining is that it saved his marriage that had secretly been on the rocks for years.
Okay. Okay.
So there you go. You can read about why she has that perspective at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.